Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. The Fit Dad Lifestyle is a community and supplement brand where fathers support other fathers throughout the journey of fatherhood. We believe that maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't about crash diets and the latest workout craze. Instead, we offer dads the education, resources, and support they need to maintain a balanced lifestyle long term. There aren't a lot of dedicated community groups for dads, and we know that men are generally less likely to talk about the challenges they face in life. So we wanted to go above and beyond the meal plans and quick fixes and offer a way for fathers to communicate in a helpful, negative-free environment. Whether it's supporting your partner when a new baby arrives, balancing work and the kids, or just fitting in time to get your health and fitness back on track. This podcast aims to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best father you can be and the leader that your kids want to see you be every day. It's brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel. Fit Dad Fuel is our supplement range. Our supplement range helps support this podcast, the workouts, the online education, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to help keep everything as cost-free as possible for dads worldwide. Enjoy the episode. Here it is, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 139 of the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. So today we are lucky enough to have Jamie Dwyer. So Jamie, who is highly regarded as one of the world's best hockey players, former Olympic and Commonwealth gold medalist, World Cup champion, and 5 times World Hockey Player of the Year. So, mate, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Great to be on here.
Mate, can you tell the audience a little bit more about where you're from and how many kids you've got?
So I live in Perth at the moment. I was originally born and bred in Queensland. I had a passion always to play hockey for my country from a very young age. And followed that dream, I guess, and got the opportunity to represent my country for a number of years. And during that period, I played overseas as well. I played 6 seasons in Holland, a year in Spain, and 4 or 5 stints over in India as well. And during those travels in Holland, I met my girlfriend, who's now my wife, and we have 3 kids. First one was born in Holland, and the other 2 are born here in Australia. So 3 kids at the moment, 12, 10, and 6. And life's pretty busy with kids' sport, my sport. But everything's good. So it's a bit about, I guess, growing up from a young kid, having a dream, fulfilling it, and then moving into family life.
Mate, I love that. And how has fatherhood change the way that you approach, I guess, your health and fitness? I guess 12 years ago, probably in the height of your career and, you know, really in the professional landscape compared to now, I guess, on the tail end of the career and not needing to be, you know, as fit and healthy and, you know, the demands of that professional aspects.
Before I have kids, kids changed me a huge amount. Like, you have other responsibilities, obviously, and you want to do the best you can for them. When I was before kids, you know, it was just 100% focus on playing hockey and being a better hockey player, etc. And then I continued in the international scene when I had, I had 3 kids by the end of it. In 2016, I finished, and my eldest was 7, 5, and 1. So that was pretty hard to balance because you've got, my wife at home. We didn't have any family here in Perth. My wife's Dutch. My parents are over in Queensland. Her parents were in Holland. So to find that balance was pretty difficult to be able to commit fully to hockey, but also the other priority, which is your biggest priority, is your family. So just balancing that out was quite hard. Then once I did retire, it felt like a relief, I guess a little bit, because I could then 100% focus on my family and pay them all the attention that they need. And I was away for long stints, and I felt pretty bad, even though I enjoyed doing it and I'm happy I did do it. I still felt a little bit bad that I was away for those long periods. So after I retired, I felt like, okay, this is great, and I just got into my kids' sport. I've been coaching them hockey and cricket for a long time now, and just being fit myself and I try and keep reasonably fit. My wife still plays hockey. I still play hockey. We go for runs. I go to gym, play golf once a week, and just keep a fit and healthy, active lifestyle. But the balance now is a lot different to when I was international. When I was international player, I'd wake up, I'd make sure I knew exactly how much water I was drinking, what my food intake would be that day, when I had to peak. So I was all planning months out, years out, for the big events, which was the Olympics and the World Cups. Now it's a bit more in balance. If I want to have a glass of wine on a Friday night, I don't feel bad, and just those sort of things that it takes a little bit of time to adjust to, but I'm now fully adjusted into normal life.
Yeah, mate, that rolled straight into my next question, which was going to be about the nutrition, because some of the, one of the major things that we find a lot of fathers struggle with is your balance of, either going all in or, or going, all out and binging during lockdowns or something like that. And yeah, so nutrition, it has been something that you've noticed has changed or, shifted towards a lot more of a balanced approach compared to what it was in your professional days early on.
Yeah, professional days, I was really vigilant with everything, like what I ate, when I ate it, how much water I'd drunk, etc. So I was very, very thorough in everything I did. Just because at the end of my career, I was pretty old, so I had to try and find every 1-2% I possibly could to make sure I was injury free and performing at the level I wanted to. In your 20s, it's much easier. You can get away with a little bit more of eating junk food or sugar. So I worked out how my body worked best as an international athlete, and then I stuck to that schedule very strictly. And then after I retired, I found that because I wasn't exercising as much at such a high intensity, my volume of food I had to eat was a lot less. So if I kept eating what I was eating when I was an athlete, I'll just put on kilos. So it took me a little while to adjust, but I did adjust, and the food now, I don't eat as much food as what I did when I was a professional, but I still have a little, like Fridays, Saturdays is sort of my day. I can eat a little bit more, or yeah, I just have a nice balance. And my kids as well, that sort of, my wife's very, she's very healthy as well and conscious of what she eats. And that sort of feeds into our kids as well. And for me, sugar doesn't work well for me. So I don't have hardly any sugar at all during the week. And it just makes me feel better, makes me sleep better, et cetera. And this was 16 years of testing, what worked well, what didn't work well, what made me feel good, what made me sleep good, et cetera. So then it was pretty easy to just move into life after sport. But yeah, the volumes are the big one. I had to cut back probably about 20, 25% of my meal intake when I was training hard every day to now where I, train or don't train high intensity. I just do normal activity sort of stuff, whether it's golf or going for a jog or going to the gym.
Yeah, and how has, I guess, that training changed? Like you mentioned, just running or going to the gym. Is it now about just trying to, keep the body mobile and moving and, or did you have a lot of injuries that you have to now manage and, a lot of, mobility or stretching or yoga or stuff to try and keep the body in check so you can continue to do all these things, post a such a, I guess, arduous career and a very physical career?
Yeah, it's changed a bit. Obviously, when you get to my age, I'm 42. The muscle doesn't stay on as much as what it did in my 20s or even early in my 30s. So the muscle, like, is just sort of not disappeared, but it's sort of left a little bit. But so I do a little bit of fitness in the gym just to try and keep a little bit of muscle on, and that makes me feel good. And the other thing which makes me feel good is yoga and stretching. So I had a few knee injuries and hamstrings, et cetera, when I was playing throughout my career, but they haven't caused me too many problems at all. So if I stretch, say, even just 30 minutes on a Monday after the weekend, I stretch for 30 minutes. That'll sort of set me up throughout the week. And then maybe before I play a game on the weekend or whatever, I'll do another stretching session for 20 minutes or so. So just two times 20 or 30 minutes a week for me makes me feel good in my body and not get out of bed and hobbling everywhere. So yeah, and the other thing is my kids are very active, so they're outside and they're not inside playing computer games or anything. When the sun shines out, we've got a big backyard, they're out in the backyard and they're playing sport, and I try and get out there as much as possible, whether it's playing cricket or whether it's hockey or, you know, whatever, footy, we go out there and we play. And yeah, I want to be one of those dads who can play competitive, like, with their kids as long as possible. And also in hockey, it's a great sport because you can play till you're 80 or even older. And now my eldest is 12, so I'm playing third grade hockey. So my son, hopefully in 2 or 3 years' time, will be in that third grade team before he hopefully goes up second grade and A grade. So I get to play with my kids as well, which would be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, 100%. That'd be amazing. I'd love to go back. My son's only 7, so it'll make me about 45, but to play one game of footy or something with him would be absolutely amazing. I think it would be maybe a different sport, but I think it'd be absolutely amazing to go back and do something with him, mate. Obviously being at such a high level for such a long period of time and achieving, you know, the amount of success that you did, what, you know, the physical side of things, I think we've covered a lot on of what you had to do. What about the mental side of things? Was there anything that you had to, you know, get involved in or that you did, you know, weekly or had coaches for that helped with the mental fitness?
The mental side's very it's the hardest part, I think. The physical side, you just get up and you can do it and you can push yourself to limits. But mentally it is sometimes, or for me it was about goal setting. So I liked, you know, Olympics every 4 years, easy to set goals, like when you want to perform, what you want to achieve going in, you know, lead up to that. But yeah, when you're away and things aren't going right, or, you know, you're in a bit of a form slump, you need to be able to get out of it pretty quickly. And injuries as well, when you have injuries, that's the worst, because all your mates are out there playing and you can't get out there and do it. So mentally, sometimes it's a bit of a struggle to cope with that. Everyone's different, I guess. Everyone approaches it different. We didn't have in our sport, we didn't have too much funding, so we didn't have too much help in that regard. We had a little bit, but it probably wasn't at the level with AFL or NFL or, you know, the soccer over in Europe get. I guess I just had to learn about myself and sort of, you know, who am I? What do I need to do to mentally get through it, physical side? So there's two parts of it. And I was very competitive, like very, very competitive. And I wanted to win pretty much. And whether that was the Olympics or World Cups and Com Games, etc., I wanted to win them. So the get up, you know, every day and the journey for me wasn't, it wasn't about the journey. For me, it was about the destination and winning. I didn't particularly like the journey. Like, it wasn't bad, but the meetings and the stretching and, you know, the traveling and all that, it wasn't as much fun as what it looks probably on television, so, or what kids think it is. But the journey for me wasn't about having fun. It was about grinding every single day to try and get the best outcome at the major events. So once I sort of, you know, knew what I wanted to achieve and how I was going to get there and knew it was going to be hard. Winning isn't easy. It's really, really hard. So once I sort of had that mindset, it becomes a little bit easier. If you just rock up and think everything's going to be fun and rosy and go to training and have fun and just enjoy it, well, you're not going to win for one, and you're not going to get the most out of your potential. So I knew it was going to be tough and hard and, yeah, relentless and all those words. But so once I knew that, I sort of knew, okay, every day, just get up, do it, And you're going to have tough times, but you're going to have hopefully some good times as well.
Mate, definitely. And is that carried through now to the third grade that you're currently playing in? Is the competitive side still there?
Yeah, it is. I played semi-final yesterday and the juices kicked in yesterday. But normally we just rock up and have a bit of fun. But yeah, come finals time, I want to win still. But yeah, it's just something. It's just in me. So maybe I'm a bit too competitive and a bit, they think I'm crazy, but that's who I am, and I like going out there and performing.
Yeah, mate, father of three kids, if you could go back to day one of fatherhood and tell yourself something that you know to be true today, what would that be?
I don't know what I'd tell myself. I remember the day like it was yesterday, being a dad for the first time. I was in Amsterdam and my wife gave birth to my son at our house. So we didn't go to hospital. It was home birth, which is pretty common over there.
Yep.
I think it's just family for me is really important. So I was away from my family because I had to leave Rockhampton at a young age. I'm not young, but 17, to sort of pursue and try to chase my dream. I haven't been really home since. So I guess family for me is just really important. Just spend time with your family and appreciate it when you do spend valuable time with each other. So it's just, that's what I think. Just to appreciate family is one thing that I learned. And it's instant love my son was born and all my kids were born. It's just automatically like love, and got to guide these human beings to be nice people.
Mate, I love it. Great answer. Mate, what would be the number one bit of advice you'd have for any fathers that are listening who are thinking about getting their children into hockey or even looking to do a new sport for themselves and do something a little bit different?
I think sport is such a good teaching, it's great physically. Obviously, you go out there and you're physically playing sports, so it's good, I think, especially for kids to get that energy out and release it and meet new friends as well. I mean, there's individual sports like swimming and tennis and all that, but they still get to meet people. With hockey and rugby league and AFL and all that, you're in a bit of a team sport, so it's much easier to meet friends. One thing I say about hockey is that you can go anywhere in the world, anywhere. You can't now, but you go anywhere in the world and you can play in a hockey team and meet new friends, whether in New York, Japan, South Africa, wherever. So I like it how my kids play sport for a number of reasons. One's they're active and they're outside and they're doing it. And we live in such an awesome country where majority of the year there's nice sunshine, there's lots of parks, the opportunities are there to play sport. There isn't so many opportunities in other parts of the world. So take advantage of our lifestyle in this country and just go out there and play, meet new friends, keep active and keep a healthy mind. And the longer I can keep my kids in sport, if they keep going, whether they play professional, I don't care. It's just like I want them to keep playing sport throughout their, in their 20s, as long as they possibly can. Because it's great for your healthy physically, but it's also great for your mind to be active and to meet friends and have some fun.
I love that. Mate, where can people find you online and what do you have coming up that people might be able to get involved in?
On Instagram, I guess I'm on there. I'm not too active anymore. I try not to put my head down into the computers and stuff as much. But what I do these days is I've got my own hockey stick brand and I sell that all around the world, which is really good. I love it. So it's my brand 100% and it's sold everywhere. So if people want to get in touch, you can get in touch with me through my website there. It's jamiedwyerhockey.com. There's a contact page. Anyone can reach out. And if they want to chat about anything, I read all the emails. So just reach out that way or Instagram. I check my Instagram once every week or so. So if there's a message pops up, can contact me that way as well.
Mate, I love it. I'll make sure to include the website in the show notes. And mate, I highly appreciate you taking the time to jump on the podcast today. And once again, congratulations on all the success that you've had in the past and, you know, brought to the country. And yeah, for anyone driving or at the gym right now, make sure you check out the show notes. And if you are into hockey, then check out Jamie's hockey sticks and you'll be able to grab some and continue on with your own career. So mate, highly appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks very much.
No worries. Thank you.